This is Akashwani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Government has approved the continuation of the integrated Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aay Sanrakshan Abhiyan PM Asha scheme during the 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. With this decision, the government has also allowed the procurement of Toor, Urad and Masoor pulses under price support scheme, equivalent to 100% of the production of the state for the procurement year 2024-25. It will help in farmers' contribution to enhancement of domestic production of pulses and to reduce the dependence on imports. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs. The scheme will facilitate loans up to 100 crore rupees to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. Later, addressing the media in Mumbai, the finance minister said several steps have been taken in the last three budgets focused on improving MSMEs.
Last three budgets have been doing various things to improve the business environment for MSMEs. So by widening the definition, we are giving them a chance to grow without losing the benefits that they get as a MSME. And also this time we've given a government guaranteed loan up to 100 crores, 60% of which will be guaranteed. There are immense lot of steps taken over the last few years, but this year particularly, the extent to which government guarantee also goes to strengthen it will make a big difference to MSMEs.
The minister highlighted that India now has an environment where investments are yielding good returns. Ms. Sitharaman added that the government has supported the defence manufacturing sector through favourable policies. The finance minister outlined the major takeaways from the budget 2025-26, emphasizing economic growth, responsible fiscal management and key structural reforms aimed at realizing the vision of Vikasit Bharat. India's total exports during April-January 2024-25 logged growth of 7.21% as compared to the same period in last fiscal. On the other hand, total imports during April-January in current fiscal registered a growth of 8.96%. As per the Ministry of Commerce and Industry data released today, total exports during the reported period is estimated at around $683 billion, while imports estimated at around $770 billion. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that will not only shape job seekers but also job creators. The minister was addressing the 126th Founders Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi. Mr. Pradhan further said that a separate foundation will be laid to foster research across the country. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said the decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during the peak season. Talking to media, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay said the railways will also use advanced technology to monitor crowds. The Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Ahmad Al Thani, arrived in New Delhi this evening on a 2 days official visit. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at the airport. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar also held a bilateral talks with Amir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in New Delhi. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. In the Women's Premier League, Delhi Capitals have set a target of 142 runs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Kottambi Stadium in Vadodara. Delhi Capitals scored 141 runs, losing all wickets in stipulated 19.3 overs. Top scorer Jemima Rodriguez made 34 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.